So,
hello. He's both of them. Hello. Okay. Can you please say your name and your year at Antioch?
Hi, I'm sorry, I was about to grab the mic. Hi, Ashawn Allen, and I'm a third year.
Okay. So, thank you for meeting with me. Very short notice. Very sorry about that.
No, okay.
So the very first question, how do you feel about the statement, race is not real?
When I think about that, I think about kind of this whole idea of it, which has been brought up multiple times, of a melting pot, and how people say, yeah, we can just blend everything together and it's all one thing. And I do believe on a soul level, we are humans, and that's what it comes down to. Not as much on race, but the fact is, our culture, our society, this dream that we're in is so built around race and things like that. And so in order to survive, it is a little tougher to, it's not a good thing to say that race doesn't exist, because it is so deeply, implemented into our society. But yeah, like I said, I think of it as a human way, and if there was any other way that our society was more accepting of that, just us being humans, then I'd say race is not as important. But yeah, with the society that we're in, race is very important.
So if I hear you correctly, you're saying, like, idealistically, you want to say race should not matter, but then within the reality of the situation in our current society, race is very evident.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. How other rhetorics that I've heard are that, like, my race and my culture are very important to me and I want them to be real to other people. How do you feel about that concept?
I totally agree on that. And for me, I respect my culture and my heritage, my race and everything. Like, I love being who I am. And I think everybody should really love who they are. And it shouldn't be a kind of, a negative attitude to who you are and where your ancestors came from and things like that. It's very important to know your history and how you came to be and things like that. And so, yeah, accepting and also, celebrating who you are is important. And I 100% support that.
400%. What does it mean to have culture to you?
To have culture, I guess to have culture, I don't really know. I don't think I've really sat down and thought about that one as much.
That's okay.
I might have to sit back and think about that one.
You want to come back to that one later, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So just culture in general, but negating that, what are your feelings or thoughts on the POC culture at Antioch?
I feel that POC culture on Antioch's campus, I feel sometimes, like many things in the country, our state of the country, I think some things are very much, I'm trying to find the word. It's like not numbed, but like pushed to the side almost, as if race doesn't exist in a way. Or what I'm trying to say is like the culture that race brings and people bring is kind of placed to the side, because being a minority coming here as a POC, coming here to a majority white campus, I feel like sometimes it's hard to celebrate your culture and things like that. And you have to adapt almost. And it's only until maybe like later or something you might, maybe you do keep your culture, but it's, I don't know, POC culture here is kind of, it's a little mixed up, I guess. It's kind of like, there's people who celebrate their culture here, and then a lot of people, or some people, who hide their culture here. And so I can't speak on everybody, but for me, culture is prevalent, but it's not always shown, I guess. So yeah, until you really get to know the person or people around you and stuff like that. I feel on the outer views of like when you first get to meet someone here, it's kind of just, yeah, put to the side in some ways, unless they're first coming here and they like bringing that culture, just like yeah, all that. But it, yeah, the adapting definitely changes it.
What was the process? I mean, I'm assuming you're speaking from also your own experience. So what was the process like for adapting to this culture from your own culture?
Well, overall, there was like even more, it was coming from a big high school to a small high school, that culture alone was a big change. And then also just kind of celebrating me. But the thing was, I didn't really know who I was first coming here. And a lot of the times I found myself, and I still do sometimes, where trying to please everyone. And it wasn't until about my third co-op, yeah, until I was like, this is me. Like, I mean, my first co-op, I was really like, this is me, but I had to remind myself. And being able to be alone with myself, really helped me to see that I got some, like, there's some culture and everything, and like now I'm able to celebrate who I am even more because I know more about myself, my family, and things like that. And so I think it really comes down to really knowing, like I said before, knowing more about you and yourself, and then also your past, people in the past, like your family and yeah, relatives. So yeah.
Do you feel as though POC group has helped you not only feel like you can adapt in a comfortable way, but also celebrate your culture?
Yes, I do. I do feel that there's a lot of love and respect, and because of that, it helps with further enhancing that feeling of acceptance and everything, and with celebrating who you are. And that's a really cool thing. I think that's really cool, and I think it should be taken outside of this college, because I know for sure sometimes there's people around that are like, yeah, it's totally opposite. And if only people knew what it's truly like to celebrate yourself. So
what is that like, to celebrate yourself?
Happiness. I mean, there's also like other emotions that come with it too, and it's kind of like, it's just like euphoric, I guess, in a way, for me at least, celebrating myself. And so yeah.
Yeah, I also agree. Like, I, because I just, you know, first year, whatever. But coming in, like, there's a sense of appreciation I felt within just being there, and not even doing anything like that significant, but just like, mm-hmm. everyone looks at each other, smiles, like, and mm-hmm. we're doing stuff because we want to be there, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I don't know. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. So, in your opinion, what kind of social constructs do you feel contribute to racism on our campus?
I think two things. one thing is this culture that's coming up of animosity, or I guess like anonymous kind of actions. And because of that, and the lack of, I guess, well, now recently more things have been being in place to fight against these kinds of things. But the ability to anonymously do an action without a response kind of originally, I guess, caused a lot of that. And then also, I feel a lot of this stuff deals with also just our culture with an anonymous stuff, things like Facebook and putting drama up on Facebook. I could go on for days on like how I feel social media affects us on a psychological level, where we feel we can, well, there's people who will like what we say, and a lot of people are getting their voices heard over social media, which can be good and sometimes bad. And not even bad, but just like it's not a positive out view on the world. And that's kind of that whole anonymous thing. But I guess another feeling with it is just like how fast things are going all the time. With our quarter system the way it is, we're constantly on the move. And this kind of has to do with things not always being solved in that moment. And because there's people coming and there's people going. And so we always have like, nothing's ever really gets solved here, I feel. And a lot of it is that energy, that bad energy gets left. And I feel a lot of the times energy definitely affects a lot of people here. And all of that, like just seeing people getting so dejected and like just down. Yeah, it causes that negative action and everything. And if we really had more time to like sit and think about the actions that have occurred and like be able to really go through everything that has occurred. And I don't know, I'm saying like the same words right now, but
it's okay, don't worry about it. It's all gonna be edited, like just speak your mind.
Yeah, but if we had more of that ability to sit and think through things, I feel there would be less of these anonymous talks. But I can't say, because some people, that's just the way they operate. And we can't change everyone. And if anyone, but they may learn something. That's the only thing. So, yeah.
So if I understand what you're saying correctly, you're saying like the construct of animosity on our campus is perpetuated by the fact that people are coming and going constantly. And like something can happen and they can leave it right away. Is that what you're saying?
Somewhat. Yeah, that. And then also the whole culture of social media on our campus as well also perpetuates it. So, yeah.
I'd never gotten that answer as of yet, but I think that was a good one. Okay, so please explain in your own words the POC Day of Disappearance action and whether or not you felt it was impactful.
The Day of Disappearance action. I feel it was more impactful for the people who were involved in it, in the whole Day of Disappearance. I felt it very much impacted from that, and I learned so much from the faculty and or people who were involved and everything, and it was, and just being around people of color and being able to express our opinions on the situation, I don't know if it was as impactful for people not involved. I don't think most people really even were consciously aware of the situation that even occurred with people disappearing for the day. So I'm not too sure. But the day of disappearance was kind of like, do you want like a explanation of what happened in my own words as well? We got to, people of color got together, and we talked about our feelings on like the housing and things like that, but also getting a better understanding of each other's understanding, I guess, on the matter. And I think it was very informational. It was a very good like session to gain a better understanding of what everybody was feeling, and including like faculty and staff, and whose voices hadn't really been heard before then. And kind of coming out of that, I feel like the two things I took out of that whole day of disappearance was, for one, don't assume, and then two, if you got a question, go to the source and ask the question. And you just do that, and you might not like the answer that comes out, but now you know what's really going down. And yeah, it's kind of just some lifelong things that I just took from that, those two things. I was like, yeah, just reinforced my thinking on the world. So
yeah, I definitely agree. Like a lot of people, like I said, there's a common rhetoric amongst a lot of people, especially on that day, of that it was impactful for us being there. And everyone got to experience hearing each other's voices and speaking. Mm-hmm. But why do you think, I mean, I feel like we've tried to do that many times throughout this campus's life. Why was it that it was that day of people meeting together and speaking that was productive and impactful on people of color? Like, what was different about that day to you?
I think, and this isn't to put out on any other of the days that we've had, but it was a willingness to listen to each other's feelings, and really like consciously listen, and sit and like, yeah, talk through all that. And that's kind of just, I think that's, it's such a simple thing to be in that way, but it's very important to really just consciously listen and not say anything, just listen to what is being said, and then from there discussing. And also the fact that it was all day that also caused a lot, or changed a lot with that. And like, I feel when we're consciously listening, there's less of a heated feeling or like a anger towards, I mean, there may be still anger towards things, but there's more understanding and respect for one another.
I'm gonna go a little bit further. Why do you think we were all willing to listen to each other on that day of disappearance 2 weeks ago?
Because I think that was the time. It was the timing of things, like the fact that this is an important part of the school, being able to come together for a certain thing, a topic that was, which was the housing, and then also all the list of things that were needing to be handled. And I guess knowing that there probably wouldn't be any other day besides that day to really talk and listen and really understand, because we had to make an action right then or right after that. And yeah, like if we had waited a few more days, it would have been a totally different response by higher up and everything. And I don't know if we'd be in the same position we are in today. So yeah.
Yeah, sorry I kept asking you. I was just trying to get to... okay, so this wasn't a question on the actual sheet, so feel free if you don't want to answer this. I'm sorry, I should have asked you before. But how do you feel about the word itself, segregation?
I don't... The thing is, I really don't like when people use that, because it's a tool to use against any form of what we're trying to do. And it's a different thing. Like, segregation is a force. Like, you're forcing somebody to be in a separate environment, and you are against that race and things like that. And I feel when people use segregation, it has such a negative history. And I mean, that's not what we're trying to get at all. And so whenever it's used, of course, it puts it down. It puts down what we're trying to do. It gives it a negative light. And I feel like it's more important to see what we're doing is we're trying to create something that's support. It's not segregation. It's a way to support someone. There's a need, and in order to support that need, you got to give the people the support. You got to give support, and I think that's just the most important piece. It's a human thing, like yeah, just support. And they said, if there's a need, there, yeah, there should be support. And it doesn't matter if it's POC or white student, it's got to be some support system, like, in place for anybody. And just the fact that it has POC in it doesn't mean it should be any less, like, and that's the thing, like, if it was used in a... Well, it probably would be used, actually. Maybe it would. I don't know if it was all white students or something. The word segregation.
I feel like it's because it's not white students, honestly. Like, yeah. I don't... It's not something brought up. Like, you don't say segregation commonly. That's not just... that's not common vernacular, you know? So, yeah. I don't know.
I feel you on that. And it's weird, because... yeah, there's a lot of segregation, so in the world, but it's like in the history against many different races and things like that. And I kind of find it funny because they always talk about how not segregation, but but the